USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
David and Louise Turpin have been sentenced to 25 years in prison for abusing their 13 children. Janet LaTourette is an attorney for the children. She reads a statement from one of them.
I feel like 25 years is too long. I believe with all my heart that our parents tried their best to raise all 13 of us.
The couple pleaded guilty to 14 felony counts of torture, false imprisonment, and other charges. The children were abused between 2010 and 2018. Former Vice President Joe Biden is set to join the crowded Democratic race for president in 2020. A Philadelphia newspaper says Biden is planning to announce his candidacy next week. He enters this year's race with a lot of name recognition, but it's yet to be shown if he can raise money in the digital age. And President Trump enjoying his three-day weekend at his Mar-a-Lago resort. This is USA Radio News.
Do you wish you could get better sleep and maybe lose a few pounds? Maybe more than a few pounds? Well, there's this product called Calitrin that helps with both sleep and weight loss. Just listen to what people are saying about it.
I've been taking Calitrin for right about 3 months, and I've lost 24 pounds and 19 overall inches. But my sleep has improved, I have so much more energy, and I have the desire to succeed more than ever. Anyone who needs weight loss, more energy, and better sleep, this product really does deliver.
Hi, I'm Roger. Over the 3 months that I took the product, my sleeping habits are increasingly much better. I got a better night's sleep, and I just can't say enough about the product and how it makes you feel. Also, additionally lost a little bit of weight on the program as well.
Hi, this is Erickson. I take Calitrin for weight loss, and I've lost about 20 pounds, and I feel great.
Calitrin is scientifically proven to help with sleep and weight loss safely and effectively. Check it out at toploss.com. That's toploss.com.
A lot fewer Americans belong to house of worships these days. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes has more on the story.
Churches and synagogues might not be as full as you might expect for Easter and Passover celebrations, as Gallup is finding the percentage of Americans who say they belong to a church, a synagogue, or a mosque is at an all-time low. Research showing just half of Americans reported being members last year. From 1937 through 1976, church membership was at 70% or higher. Membership dipped just a couple of percentage points in the late 70s through the 90s, but since 1999, there's been a drop-off of 20%.
Severe thunderstorms continue to move through North Carolina, South Carolina, and Virginia. Homes in Louisiana were damaged after overnight storms, but Christopher Harris says he feels very lucky.
I'm thankful and blessed because there is a big tree right next to where my wife and son were sleeping.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
The death of Steve Jobs back in 2011 brought a wave of doubt over the future of Apple. Operations guy Tim Cook was seen as the last person qualified to lead Apple moving forward. But it turns out Apple's current CEO, Tim Cook, was the best person to lead Apple. I had a chance to sit down and chat with Leander Caney. He's author of a new book titled Tim Cook, The Genius Who Took Apple to the Next Level, and he explains to me how exactly Cook did take Apple to that next level.
If you look at the latest iPhones and iPads, the products, of course, that, you know, Steve Jobs introduced, they're the best versions of those products. You know, I think they've done a great job of updating them and keeping, you know, incremental technology, which is not easy to do. You know, people think it's easy, and so, you know, any monkey could do it, but it's actually a lot tougher. And then the Apple Watch, which is the first product that Steve Jobs didn't have any input in, and it started a couple of weeks after Jobs died. You know, it's been a pretty big sleeper hit. It's already bigger than the entire Swiss watch industry put together. It's the leading wearable. It's the first wearable that's been medically certified. There were reports that it's been saving lives, you know, telling people they have heart conditions that they weren't aware of. And I think as Apple they add more health and wellness features, I think it's going to become an even more important device and something that people will want to wear.
For more news, please check out usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.